For a while there, it seemed we were caught in a detractor beam. Not a tractor beam, a detractor beam. Because the boo birds were saying our Star Wars scoop was all wrong. We were losers who were losing the narrative with Lucasfilm and had no idea what's really going to happen with the sequel trilogy. Making it all up, they said. Now, those same detractors, well, they're starting to feel a little bit sweaty. They're starting to feel heavy, worrying that we were right. And today, we'll tell you why it's looking even more like Jedi Master Luke is on the way to save the day for Disney. After The Mandalorian and Grogu, after The Acolyte, after Ahsoka, after so much has gone so badly for Star Wars, folks, it may finally be time. Evidence is pointing that way. Today, we're going to walk you through what they might do if they decide to shuffle off the sequel trilogy and bring in Luke as you wanted him to be so long ago. How would they do it? What would they do? What stories might they bring in and adapt from the EU era? We've got experts on the panel. We know you want to hear it. Click the like button, smash the subscribe. And if you see the hype, the time is ripe to hit the hype. And fine, I'll say it. You all like it. You love it. We'll say it again. Click it. Stick it to the algorithms. It's the notification bell. All right, folks, they are out there right now slamming those of us who have said we're hearing rumors that the sequel trilogy just might be at least shoved off to the side. This coming to us from Geeky Tyrant, and it came out a couple of months ago, right as we released our big rumor. And so the article is essentially slamming your pal Pro, and that's okay. We're big boys here. We can handle it. But it says, no, Lucasfilm isn't wiping out the Star Wars sequel trilogy, even if you hoped they would.
I thought Joey, they wiped it out by making it.
Well, pretty much. They wiped out the franchise by making it. Great point. Joey Power is the writer here. We love Joey, right? Joey, cut it out. Joey, you're a good guy, all right? So, but here's what they did. They said, there's always something stirring in the Star Wars fandom, and lately it's been another round of wild speculation claiming Lucasfilm is gearing up to erase the sequel trilogy from canon. If you've spent a few minutes on certain corners of YouTube, that's us, or social media, you've probably seen the fans talking about it, but let's cut through the noise and actually look at what's going on, why these rumors keep popping up, and why they just don't hold up. It all started with a familiar kind of online movement. Fans looking to celebrate Timothy Zahn's Thrawn trilogy pushed the idea that Disney should scrap the sequels entirely and adapt those books instead. Now, before we go forward, Lauren, you were there as we were getting the details from the source that we had. Did any of it have anything to do with the Timothy Zahn Thrawn trilogy?
No.
Okay, just making sure everybody knows the work we do is real. Lauren was a part of it. None of it had anything to do with Timothy Zahn, although we have met Timothy Zahn, and we love Timothy Zahn. He's a great guy. It says from there, things escalated fast. Certain YouTubers jumped on it, claiming mysterious sources had revealed that future projects like Ahsoka Season 2 would somehow blast the sequels out of existence. Yeah, that escalated quickly. All right, and that, Lauren, is it fair to say that is exactly what we were reporting on, although I would say we're a little bit more nebulous than this, and it's a bit of hyperbole that's going to blast it out of existence, but that's pretty, I mean, it's pretty obvious they're talking about us, right?
Well, yes, but I mean, I know that we could not really say specific things. Can I talk a little bit about the sequence of events from my perspective?
Yes, as long as we don't talk about the things that we've been told we are not allowed to say online in any way.
All right, so
good luck remembering.
I won't give any details. What I will say is
I'll stop you if you start to go to places and I say, whoa, we're not allowed to say that.
Right. Unknowing that Pro was talking to a source, we had been talking about where the future of Star Wars could go. And I mentioned something to the effect of, this is what I believe would need to happen for X to occur because of Y. And Pro nearly fell out of his chair, laughing, saying that he had heard words somewhat to that effect, and that the source had told him not to tell me.
That's right. I said we had to go back to the source and say, okay, wait a minute. Is it okay if he guessed it? Yeah, no. All right, so let me go now to where this went, and then I'm going to show you folks that it's looking more and more like we were on it, we were right, and more importantly, we're going to talk about what this means for Star Wars, for the future, where they're going with it, okay? So here's where it goes to. It says, looking ahead, the franchise is moving forward. Not backward, Lauren, not what we heard, okay? Projects like Sean Levy's upcoming Starfighter are set after the sequel trilogy. Okay, so sequel trilogy. Okay, still there. Exploring what the galaxy looks like post-First Order. That's an expansion, not an erasure. There's also the theme parks to consider. Galaxy's Edge is heavily tied to the sequel trilogy. Rey, Finn, Poe, part of the experience, and attractions like Rise, the Resistance are built around those stories. Scrapping the sequels would create a massive disconnect, not just narratively, but financially. Culture? Since this article was published 2 months ago, what happened at Disneyland for Galaxy's Edge?
Well, they decided that they needed something that would resonate more with fans, so they did some conversions in some of the areas that they dedicated to the sequel trilogy and brought back the original trilogy.
And reset the entire story for the land, is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the backstory didn't work to begin with, and especially since some of it looked like it should have been Hoth, and some of it looked like it should have been on the Ewok planet, but we'll set all that up, or the moon, excuse me, the Endor moon. But, sorry, Lauren, I almost broke lore for you. But, no, that's just, I got to be careful around him. But, no, that's, I mean, this is just the beginning of it, I think. And I think Lauren was on the right path. And look, it's been 3 years since we had the new Jedi Order or whatever garbage that Rey was going to lead was going to show up. And it's still not here. We have maybe an effort in that direction with this new Starfighter thing. But I don't know if they'll go tripping down that road. I think they might. They may try to build in between, but I don't think they want to get to the First Order location. Do you guys?
Just so people understand.
Oh, sorry.
The only thing left at Disneyland that is based on the sequel trilogy is Rise of the Resistance. That's it. And I'm betting that if the original trilogy is popular, they'll change that too. It would be very easy to change that. So easy. There's, and we expect in 2027 or late 2026 for Walt Disney World to follow the same suit and switch over their Galaxy's Edge to. So in other words, all of this is falling apart. I'll tell you when the first paragraph is falling apart in just a second. It says, then there's all the merchandise, novels, and ongoing projects centered on this timeline. From Kevin Scott's The Jaws of Jakku to Kwame Mbalia's The Last Order, Lucasfilm is clearly investing in this era. That's not something you do if you're planning to throw it all away. At the end of the day, these rumors tend to follow the same pattern. Anonymous sources, vague claims, and a lot of if-true hedging. It's content designed to get reactions, not to inform. So taking a swing at us. So what's happened in the last 2 months? Well, we already told you that everything to do with Galaxy's Edge has shifted away from what they just claimed. Let's go to the Best Man Bulletin now. This came out just a few days ago. The future of Star Wars has leaked via Disney document. One film, two shows a year. But when will all the shows be based on? Let's see. With Lucasfilm now being co-run by Dave Filoni, any project is said to have to fit under his storytelling framework. And I have heard, and I think this is no big surprise, that what that means is every project is going to have to fit within Alan Bergman's framework, because Alan Bergman is overseeing Dave Filoni. The direction is for all, let me say this again, for all, every single one without exception, all of the Disney Plus live action shows to continue to be set within the New Republic era. Now, Lauren, you and I have debated this a little bit. I think that means no sequel trilogy. I think it's the First Order era once the sequel trilogy begins. You think that it extends into the sequel trilogy. Where does that stand?
I'm just saying that they have not explicitly said that they are getting rid of the sequel trilogy. And when they say the New Republic era, that's a really broad timeline that they're talking about. That could mean almost anything.
Well, I thought it meant the Mandoverse timeline, that it was after it was after Return of the Jedi up until Force Awakens. That, to me, that's what New Republic era means.
That's how I would interpret it before they've fallen on their face.
Okay.
Now they could use it to mean anything after Return of the Jedi, technically. So it depends on what they mean by that, is all I'm saying.
Okay, so the bottom line is, that all this stuff that they were telling us 2 months ago, mocking us, saying, well, you know, the Pro Channel and these other, you know, YouTubers, they're not here to give you actual info. All the stuff they told you went away in 2 months. It all went away in 2 months. And now the question is starting to be in my mind, where do they go if they're actually going to reset and move the sequel trilogy into its own thing? Where do they go?
Well, if they're leaning into the Filoni verse, then we're getting all Ahsoka all the time, and I think people are going to get a little tired of that. So,
we know that Hayden Christensen has signed on for a ton of stuff. So we're going to get Anakin, and yeah. If it's all going to be set in the New Republic era, we're going to get Anakin in this era that he doesn't exist, or at least he didn't exist. So
he's going to be force ghosted into existence or pulled through the
world between worlds. Yeah.
I'm going to give a little pushback on the all the time thing, because just in a light way, and this is purely speculative, with Star Wars taking the trajectory it's been taking, do you think Rosario Dawson wants to remain associated with the character, or would that potentially be career suicide?
Oh, well, now that's a Lou question. Lou, if Rosario Dawson, if she's got a high paying gig with Star Wars for the next 5 to 10 years, if she just does what she's told, what would you think an agent is advising her to do? Should she step away from that at this time in Hollywood?
Well, you know, I was watching an interview with James Spader earlier today, and he was talking about why he does television and how he's fallen into it. And he says, the problem is I've developed a very expensive lifestyle, and TV pays really, really well. And yes, I like doing movies, and yes, I like doing other things, but I'd be an idiot to walk away from this if I still want to live the lifestyle I've come to afford. So it's that great line from the play of Sleuth where he says, what I'm asking you, my dear boy, is can you afford to support her in the manner to which she was not accustomed until she met me?
She
has a career regardless, I believe. So she's a talented lady, and she also directs, and
She's also getting older. I mean, she's 47. She's listed. Whoa.
Ageist.
I'm older than that.
What is the last major thing that you remember her in before Ahsoka? That's the question that I have.
Sin City.
Rosario Dawson's Creek.
What?
Thank you, Lou. That was a bad joke, but I needed somebody to say it.
The last major project that I remember her being in before Ahsoka is Clerks 3. And that's been a while ago.
Oh, man. Kevin Smith ruins people.
All right. So let's go where the thing that I'm most interested in, and I think you all are going to be most interested in this, I hope. Otherwise, I've blown the whole thing. The access media and the legacy media have kind of mocked us, you know, for covering this, and that's okay. We don't care. I think we've been winning plenty, so I really don't care.
Can I just interject for a second?
Yes.
That paragraph in his story where he said, well, it's the usual thing. They're just doing it for attention, not to inform. What the hell is he doing?
Right.
He's looking for attention. Everybody's looking for attention. So pot, kettle,
black. Kettle. Okay, so
Oprah.
If all signs are now pointing towards them doing something with the sequel trilogy, and we're going to stay in the New Republic era for every single live action show for the foreseeable future, and that's what the Disney executives have demanded, because this wasn't a workshop document that they came and they sat down with Filoni and said, what do you want to do, buddy? This is every executive from Disney was flown in the first week of Josh D'Amaro's reign as CEO. They were all flown simultaneous to San Francisco to hand deliver this document that Bespin Bulletin is reporting on, that apparently we got early reports on, even if we didn't know exactly all the details of it. Lauren, the question for you is, if the sequel trilogy is scooted on by, if that happens, and they've got to recapture the excitement of Star Wars somehow, some way, they got to convince people, give us another chance. Out of all the stories that were told long ago about Luke Skywalker post Return of the Jedi, what do you suppose would be the story they should go with, that they should adapt, if they're going to get Star Wars fans to say, all right, I'll go one more time?
If we're talking New Republic era and we're talking adaptations of the previous EU, there are two stories that are essential, and there are some that I would consider optional but probably beneficial. And these would be very loose adaptations, but they accomplish specific goals. The first is the Thrawn trilogy, which everybody knows about. The second is the Jedi Academy trilogy. Those both fulfill essential story functions that Disney and Lucasfilm as of yet have not done and must be done to satisfy the audience. The others are, there was a single novel called Tatooine Ghost. This one involves them learning a bit about Anakin and his history. This is Luke and Leia before they know where he came from and how he became Vader. This is sort of filling in the backstory for them. The other is the Black Fleet Crisis trilogy, whose main story I'm not a fan of, but this was before the prequel trilogy came out, and it was Luke trying to learn more about his mother. And so I think they need a story that fulfills that function. The next trilogy I would recommend is the Corellian trilogy, which is centered primarily on Han and his family, but it also gets into the Corellian system itself and some of the weirdness of the Star Wars galaxy. I think this is essential because this is when you're seeing Han's children come of age and you start the handing off of the torch process to the next generation. And then you could jump into the New Jedi Order, which is the big major conflict that has all of the old and the new characters in a massive war throughout the entire galaxy.
So, Culture, we don't know for sure if they're going to get rid of the sequel trilogy, but every sign now points towards something is happening here. I think that the problem with Star Wars has been that people came in with an expectation, and the expectation was we want the heroes from the originals to still be heroes. Yeah. We want to find out that they have championed and you know, their happy ending continues and they're ready to hand that off, not be sad sacks, not be failures. But also people had been waiting 30 years for Jedi Master Luke, and that was refused to them. Kind of like if you go to a jewelry store and they say, I'm sorry, all we have is ring pops and we will give you no diamonds, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't want the ring pop.
And if we will charge you diamond prices for them.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? If a random kid shows up and throws a ring pop at me at a football game, I might appreciate the ring pop, but I sure don't appreciate the ring pop if I'm buying an engagement ring. Culture, what should Disney do? Should they recast Luke? Should they go with CGI animated? Like, how do they give the people what they've been wanting for 30 years, Jedi Master Luke?
I think they go with mocap. They develop Luke and Mara like they should have done long ago. I think they build into the family spirit of Star Wars and continue on a proper a Skywalker saga. I think that's the only way to win back 85% of fans that they've lost. I think, and they've already ruined Thrawn. I mean, we just watched some super ridiculousness because of Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah, and okay, so that's a great point, because even if they reset the sequel trilogy, if they use Ahsoka to do that, Thrawn is Thrawn. We can't get a fix for Thrawn. That's the Thrawn, right?
Yeah.
Well, Thrawn is also the mechanism by which Mara Jade is introduced. And this goes to developing that later generation of Jedi Knights, because eventually Luke and Mara do marry and have a son.
Yeah.
So if the Skywalker saga is going to continue, you're going to need some Skywalkers.
And wait, Lauren, I've heard that Luke in the original stories does not, in fact, try to kill his own son. Is that correct? Nor his nephew.
Well, his nephew tries to kill him pretty hard.
It happens, you know.
And
you got a bad time at a Christmas party. Halloween doesn't go well.
Too much vodka. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Too much blue milk. But no, honestly, I'm just gonna say it this way. I think that the Mara Jade Luke story is an interesting one for fans who don't understand. Mara was supposed to eliminate Luke.
She's the assassin who is turned.
They end up with a beautiful relationship and kids. And,
it's like the opposite of Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn falls in love with the Joker and she's warped. In the case of Mara Jade, she's a warped assassin who's turned into a beloved wife, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and like I said, I would really appreciate that. And then you just use motion capture to recreate Luke. You could get the kid that sort of looked like him that they used in Mandalorian season 2.
When you look at how many different people with different faces and different styles have played James Bond, why can't somebody else play Luke Skywalker?
Because it's the convenient excuse for why Solo failed, and they haven't decided to drop that excuse yet.
All right, but I...
But I'm with you. I'm 100% with you, Lou. I mean, they have to be recast.
It's not Mark Hamill anymore, and there's good reasons for it not to be.
I think they must recast, and I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. It's time. It's okay. It's okay to recast.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I thought that one kid looked pretty close to what Luke would have looked like then. I know they did some work to his face, but I think they could gradually, you know, shift that away as he grows older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren, would you be happy with that? Would that be satisfactory? Would that bring back Star Wars fans if they scoot the sequel trilogy? It's It's a world between worlds thing. If you like it, you can still watch it, but it's we're, you know. And then we go to Jedi Master Luke for, you know, 4 or 5 years. Would that be okay?
My thought was always that you had to eliminate Ahsoka through the world between worlds, but I also felt that Mara was part of that. So, yes, I think she's necessary to the process, and part of that involves explaining why she was not there in the sequel trilogy. There's a story part there that I think is necessary.
Starfighter.
If only. If only.
Lauren. Oh, you're going to suffer on that bet. Oh, would that be great? I want to go see that movie with you. For those who don't know, Lauren and I have a bet about that, and we're gonna go see it together. Because if Amy Adams is playing Mara Jade, like the Blues Brothers, the first movie, I'm gonna be doing backflips through the aisles of the movie theater, and you're gonna be watching a lot of Highlander, Lauren.
Well, we'll see. But I'm still telling you, I don't think that's what they're doing.
You know, when you stick around for the entire video, it really does help the channel, and we're so appreciative of that, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine that you would stick around and hear everything we have to say. The studio is glistening because you're listening each and every day. If you're not yet subscribed, well, you should be. And click that like button. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.